Yo, what's up? It's your girl Renee. So today is Wednesday, July 29th, and it's been a while since my like third introduction of me podcasting. I guess we can call this episode one. I don't really know. I kind of just want to get right into it, I guess. Has anyone else been feeling kind of like lousy the past couple of days? I want to say for me, the past few days, I've been feeling kind of down and just not wanting to do much of anything and just like no motivation. And the things I usually do like are just not cheering me up. They're not helping me. I just kind of feel sad. I just feel sadness. And I don't know why. And I can't pinpoint, like, what I'm sad about. It's just that feeling of dread. I don't know if anybody else has ever felt that, but that's kind of, like, what I'm feeling now. It's how I've been feeling the past couple of days. I don't know. I really don't know. I've been working on trying to like do things to like pick me up and get me out of this little funk that I'm in. I'm just having a hard time. As you can tell, I lose my train of thought pretty bad sometimes. But I figured I would just start doing this talk. Maybe I just feel alone. Like I keep to myself. I don't go out. I don't have very many friends here. I'm home pretty much most of the day. Unless I absolutely need to go out. And I've noticed that since I've lived here, that's just pretty much how I've been. And I know I should probably go out and do things, but, well, given the whole pandemic crap going on, kind of hard to do that. But, I don't know. See, my shows will sometimes make sense and they sometimes will not. Like, I mean, I don't know if you want to call this a show, if you don't want to, I don't know what the hell to call this. I think I'm just kind of talking and rambling and just kind of like blurting out whatever the hell is in my head right now. Some people will think it's like the stupidest thing ever for me to do. And some people will laugh at me if you hear this. Some people will be like, wow, this fucking lady is a whack job. Like, what is she doing? I mean, I ask myself that shit all the time. But, I don't know. It's kind of hard to make friends in a new place when you don't go anywhere, when you don't do anything. And being a single parent, it's not as easy for me to go out. I don't have family here, so it's not like I can just call on family and be like, hey, can you babysit? I want to go out and like have some me time. So I have to find a way to do my me time at home with my kids. And that's not always easy to do. I really do try hard to like take care of myself and, you know, do things for myself. But sometimes it's hard, you know. I can tell my son, and I can be like, hey, look, the door's locked. I'm going to take time for myself. Don't knock on my door. You know, of course, I'll make sure he like ate before. But you know, he's six and he can't help it. He's a mama's boy, and he's like constantly like, "Mom, mom, mom." And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. And I don't know, maybe I'm just getting overwhelmed with life. I'm getting overwhelmed with just being here alone. I don't know. And it hasn't been easy. It's been pretty rough. And it's like, with everything going on in the world right now, I don't know if it's just like this energy that's out everywhere. I don't know what it is, and I'm still trying to figure it out. Well, I think this is the longest that, now that I'm looking at this, I think this is the longest I've been talking, and I'm just gonna put it out there. Like, none of this is gonna make any sense, but I mean, if you can relate, and you can relate to what I'm experiencing, if you can relate to what I'm talking about, if you can, you know, like this whole thing right now, like this just not making any sense. Like, I'm talking about one thing and then talking about another, and like I can't concentrate and focus on one specific thing, you know. Maybe I am just crazy, or maybe I'm not. Maybe there's plenty of other people out there that are just kind of in the same boat. And if that's you, I mean, follow me, message me. Find me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, send me a message on Instagram. Let's be friends, let's chat. 'Cause I feel like a lot of people tend to just bottle everything up inside, and they don't let anybody in, and I think that's when it gets worse. And I've been fortunate enough that even though I do bottle a lot of things inside and I don't let it out and I keep to myself, like I've been fortunate enough to just figure out a way to get through it and keep going. But I know that it's hard for a lot of other people to do that. And if I can help in any way, let me know. Like, I mean, I have my own shit going on, but if I can help somebody else, like, that's great. And I would love to. So if you're anything like me, and you're feeling this kind of way, and you can't focus, you can't concentrate, you can't like stay on one topic or subject or anything at a time, and you're just kind of all over the place, like my brain is right now, like this whole recording, this whole podcast, this whole whatever this thing is that I'm doing, like if you're like me, I mean, for real, follow me. My Instagram is at getfitgethealthy66. Yeah, again, that's at getfitgethealthy66, and just follow me and talk to me, send me messages, be like, "Hey, I heard your podcast, and oh my gosh, you're so funny, you crack me up," or like, "Oh my gosh, you're so delusional," or you know, just message me, and be like, "Oh, I totally relate." Tell me. But yeah, like today doing this was not planned. I didn't plan it like, "Hey, I'm just gonna go in and talk about it." I just kind of did it, and that's why it's kind of all over the place. It's not professional, not by any means, you know. I mean, I'm just me, and I'm just putting it out there. And God, I hope I'm not the only person that's like this. Sometimes I feel like I am. And for those of you out there that are thinking I'm just like straight crazy, I promise I'm not. I mean, I can be, but I'm not like, I'm not crazy. Anyway, well, thanks for listening. Sorry, this is like, it's longer, but it's short, and it probably makes absolutely no sense. And I might delete this later, or I might leave it up just to give people something to laugh at if they come across it, because they're just like, "This girl is nuts." I don't know. Anyways, follow me. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Look good enough. What you got? Look good enough.